Hannah Sauer has severe food allergies and used to have seizures. She's 6 years old, and when she started kindergarten last year, her mom worried about who'd take care of her in an emergency.
And I just assumed that there was a nurse at the school every day. Once I looked into it further, I found out that the nurse was only there 2.5 days.
That's per week, and that's pretty common in Mecklenburg County. More than half of CMS schools don't have a full-time nurse. So if a student has a seizure on a day the nurse isn't there, it's up to a teacher or someone else on the staff to know what to do. Terry Sauer says that's not fair to students or the staff.
They shouldn't have the burden of dealing with children's medical conditions or accidents and injuries when they don't have the proper training and background for it.
So for the past year, Sauer and a group of other parents have been on a mission to get more nurses in CMS schools. Nurses here get most of their funding from the county, so Sauer and others have met with commissioners, spoken at meetings, and even held up signs in budget workshops. It appears to have worked. Commissioners tentatively approved a budget last week that includes funding for 11 more school nurses and 2 more nurse supervisors. The plan is to hire them midway through the next school year and keep them for all of the following one. Sauer says that's a good place to start.
We need a lot more nurses to make our children safe in school, but it's a great first step to getting commissioners and the public to realize the critical need for school nurses.
If the county does add 11 more school nurses, it'd still be well short of having one in every school. Commissioners will meet tonight at 5 o'clock to finalize the budget. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.